President Obama signed a bill into law today that gives American Indian tribes more authority to combat crime.
I have no interest in just paying lip service to the problems we face. I know that too often this community has heard grand promises from Washington that turned out to be a little more than empty words.
The rate of violent crime on reservations is more than twice that of the rest of the country. As NPR's Carolyn Beeler reports, the Tribal Law and Order Act is an attempt to fix that.
American Indian tribes are sovereign nations, so they have their own sets of laws. Juggling the jurisdictions between federal, state, and tribal levels can be difficult. Bernadine Martin is the chief prosecutor for the Navajo Nation in the Four Corners area of the Southwest. She says when a felony is committed on her reservation, she often knows nothing about it.
I don't have the arrest information. I don't have the name of the perpetrator. I don't know if there is a medical record. I don't know who the victim is. I don't know anything.
That's because tribal courts have limited powers. Until now, they could only sentence criminals to serve for 1 year behind bars. So if someone committed a serious crime, the case usually would end up being handled by federal authorities. But if the feds decided not to prosecute, tribal officials like Martin wouldn't necessarily know. The new law requires the Department of Justice to collect and share data on crimes that happen on tribal land that U.S. attorneys declined to prosecute.
Now they have to tell me what happened with those cases so that we could prosecute them at the tribal level.
The new law also increases the maximum sentence that can be handed down in tribal court, now up to 3 years. And it provides more training to law enforcement officials on how to collect evidence in cases of sexual assault. Sarah Deer is a tribal law professor at William Mitchell College of Law in Minnesota. She says the new law is a huge win for Native American women. As a 2008 NPR series revealed, they've suffered high sexual assault rates on reservations as a result of problems in law enforcement.
We've talked to victims whose cases seem to have disappeared. They don't know who's investigating, if anyone. They can't get phone calls returned. Improved collaboration and communication is going to make a big difference for victims.
Deer says the new measures for increased communication should help reduce confusion about who is in charge of what.
When you have confusion about even who's supposed to respond to a call, and you have confusion about the investigation process, all of that added together, victims fall through the crack pretty quickly.
One of the sponsors of the bill is Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan from North Dakota. Dorgan says the new law will make it easier for tribal law enforcement to call on nearby state and local police when they need help.
We have a reservation that's the size of the state of Connecticut that had 9 law enforcement officials. 9. That meant a violent crime in progress called into law enforcement. You might not have someone show up till later in the day or the next day to address it.
The senator says this law is a huge step forward. But the next fight will be getting more money for reservations to beef up their own law enforcement ranks. Carolyn Beeler, NPR News, Washington.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.